Welcome to the Kingdom Truth Podcast. On our podcast, we teach the good news of Jesus Christ and biblical principles that empower all people with real-life, timeless applications. I am your host, Bible teacher Yolanda Tyler.
Well, praise the name of the Lord. We are so excited that you guys could join us on today. We are so blessed to have a beautiful woman of God on the podcast. Her name is Bonnie Hopkins. Bonnie is an established author, a sister in Christ, and a tremendous blessing to the body of Christ. Bonnie was born and raised in a small town in Arkansas. She is the only girl and the oldest child of four siblings. Her dad served in the Navy and traveled a lot. Bonnie and her mother lived with her grandparents. She was very close to her grandparents. They lived a distance from the local church. It was about 2 or 3 miles. They attended service periodically, and they had to walk to church. At the age of 5, the family moved to another community in Arkansas. They joined the church, and this is where she received her Christian foundation. Bonnie served as an usher, sang in the choir, and taught Baptist Training Union BTU classes for children. Bonnie attended college at Arkansas A&M College and received her bachelor's degree. After receiving her undergraduate degree, she left Arkansas and moved to Dallas, Texas. Bonnie was later transferred with her job to Houston, Texas, where she settled in and stayed in her career until retirement. Bonnie is a mother, grandmother, godmother, prayer intercessor, encourager, teacher, mentor, helper, friend, and author. Bonnie's plans after retirement did not include writing. However, surprisingly, every path led to writing. God's plan prevailed when she eventually realized he was calling her into a writing ministry, and her first book was accepted by the very first publisher she contacted. Bonnie writes from a foundation of Christian principles, life experiences, and observations. Her books are filled with dramatic, realistic, relevant, and familiar life issues. Readers are blessed and guided by the scripture references and prayers that enable characters to conquer their issues. The stories are reminders that God's presence in our lives makes all the difference to the outcome. Bonnie's prayer as she writes each book is that readers will be encouraged to keep looking to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of their faith and the source of their hope and healing. An additional reward for Bonnie's writing journal has been the privilege and opportunity to encourage and coach others to pursue their writing objectives. Several have successfully published books. She refers to them as her book children. Bonnie's books are bestsellers, recipients of awards and recognitions, read repeatedly, and used by some readers as devotionals. They have been a blessing and motivation to countless readers to draw closer to the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Bonnie, for joining us. And go ahead and share your story.
I am so happy to be here and to have this opportunity. And I thank you so much, Yolanda, for inviting me. I just like to start with sharing my salvation, because that's the epitome of my existence. I am who I am because of God.
Amen.
I have been a Christian, I say, all of my life. I joined church at an early age, and I have to admit and confess that as I got older, I grew away from God. And especially in my younger years, I grew away from him. And it was only after I was an adult and working in the world that I realized how much I needed him. And I recalled, as I told you before, I was talking to my grandfather about that. And he gave me a word of advice that I have never forgotten. And that word was, never leave God, never grow away from him, because you will find out as you live that you need him more than you need anything or anyone in this world. Amen. I have remembered that. I have not forgotten. And that has been my compass to living in this world. Never forget Christ. Never forget that I need him more than I need anything or anyone in this world. So that is how I got to know God, really, in my young adult years. And I've continued to grow closer to him, even though I did grow up in the church. I accepted Christ at a young age, but I didn't really know him, if you know what I mean.
Amen.
So that is my salvation story. Once I realized just how much I needed him, as I continued on my life's journey, I have not grown away from him as much or as far as I did at one point. So I'm just thankful that I got that advice from my grandfather, and that it has been my guiding point throughout my life.
Amen. And then you also share too, like when you relocated with your job from Dallas to Houston, how it was so challenging for you and you didn't know anyone, and just share how that foundation in Christ just helped you to even to navigate through those times.
Yes, I was transferred here from Dallas to Houston, and I didn't know a soul, not one soul at that time, but I did locate a church that wasn't far from me. I didn't know anything about the church, but I did decide that, hey, I need to go to church because I'm here alone in this city and I just need to know somebody and some good people. So I joined the church that was closest to where I lived. And lo and behold, it was a wonderful church, full of good teaching and of the Bible, of the word, and good people. And I met some wonderful people there that I have continued to know even to this day. So I can say that was one example of knowing God, is that I knew to find a church in a city where I didn't know anyone, and, you know, and become a part of that church. I went to work. I stayed on that job until I just decided I needed more benefits. And so I did leave the job that transferred me to Houston, and I went to another job. And that is where I stayed until I retired for many years, many decades. And it turned out to be a blessing for me, because after I had been there for all of these decades, I was ready to retire. I was ready to do something new and different with my life. And I knew God wanted me to do something new and different with my life. Amen. So I planned to retire. And it turns out that when I investigated retirement, I was eligible to retire. Amen. And to retire with a good pension.
Amen.
And so I decided I would take that plunge, and I did. And after retirement, I had plans for doing other things. Writing books was not in the plan. I had plans to do some things that I wanted to do, that I had been doing all along, creating my own company, greeting cards, and some other things that I wanted to do. Well, that didn't pan out. I hit dead ends every path that I tried to follow. But I had been creating the greeting cards for years for friends and family and others. And so I said, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you have for me to do? And so I pulled out my journals, which I had been keeping a journal for years. And my journal entries were in the form of prayers. So I decided to go back through my prayer journals and just read how God had answered my prayer or not. And it was just such a blessing to me, all of the ways that he had delivered me, all of the prayers that he had answered, all of the ones that he had not answered, which I realized I should be grateful for. And so while I was on that journey going through the journals, I said, a lot of this that I have in these journals is such a blessing to me. It might be a blessing to someone else.
Amen.
So I decided that I would do a devotional. Well, the devotional got started and it's still in the stages of I started, but I never finished it because while I was working on the devotional, I was talking to a good friend who is an author and telling her about it. And that, you know, when I go through my journals and I'm finding how God has brought me through all of these seasons in my life up to this point, I say, I just can't help but be thankful. And I want to share that with someone. So she said, write a book. And I'm like, oh, you know, I don't know anything about writing a book. And she said, well, you never know. And so based on that and her encouragement, I decided I would write a book. I would try. And trust me, I didn't think I had 1,000 words in me. I'm like, I know I can't write a book, Lord. I'm just talking to the Lord, you know, while I'm sitting at the computer. I'm talking to the Lord. I say, Lord, you know, I don't know a thing about writing a book. So you're going to have to help me. And when my hands hit the keyboard, the words just started flowing. And they flowed and they flowed and they flowed.
Amen.
And I just, you know, I just kept going. Every now and then I would get to a point where I would convince myself, you just wasting your time. You need to be doing something else. Nobody's going to want to read a book that you wrote. So do something valuable with your time. But inevitably, I would be drawn back to that computer and working on that book. And I had already named it Seasons because it was based on some of my seasons. It's not about, wasn't a biography, but it was based on a lot of the things that I went through, a lot of the seasons. And so I had already called it Seasons. I would start again and quit, start again and quit. And it took 2 or 3 years for me to finally finish it. And when I finally finished it, I just kind of put it aside. I said, okay, I did it. I proved to myself that I could do it. And I told my friend, I finished it. I did it. And so she said, well, send it in to somebody. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. And so she said, I tell you what, I will investigate and find out where or who you need to send it to. She was an author, so she knew a lot more about the publishing industry. And so she did. She did the research and she found a publisher that accepted, that published the type of book that I had written. And even though a lot of the situations, the plots, the scenes, whatever in my book at that time were true, real, actual events and times and places, I made it a fictional book because I wasn't real sure that I wanted to do a nonfiction. And I felt more comfortable writing the fiction. She researched, my friend did, and she gave me the name of the publisher. And I finally got up my courage to send it in, the manuscript in. And I waited, And I didn't hear from them the 6 to 8 weeks that they had said it would take to evaluate my manuscript. So at the end of that time period, I sent an email and said, please return my manuscript in the self-addressed stamped envelope that I submitted, because it's obvious that you were not interested in publishing it. Well, I got a call. And she said, give us another couple of weeks. We're not finished evaluating your manuscript. And a couple of weeks later, I got another call that said, we want to publish your book, this book, Seasons, and offer you a contract for a second book.
Wow.
And so I was just floored. I shouted all over my house.
Wow.
I praise God. I just couldn't believe it. And, she told me some other things that the benefits and whatever. And I was like, I just don't believe this. So she said, we will return it to you. There are some things that you need to do to correct and whatever to finish it, but we are going to publish your book. And so that is how I got to be an author.
Wow. Now, your first book was a bestseller, correct?
Yes, they published Seasons and they distributed it, did a little bit of marketing on it and whatever. And that book was a bestseller and it is still my bestseller.
Praise God.
So I know that God was with me when I was writing that book. I prayed all the way through it. And like I said, I would stop and say, convince myself that I wasn't supposed to be doing that. But God always drew me back to it. And I would pray all the way through it. Help me.
Amen.
Help me, Lord. Help me to write
Amen.
what you would have me to write. Help me, and that would be my prayer all the way through. And it has been my prayer and is my prayer for every book since.
That
I
is
pray
awesome.
my way through. I don't
Amen.
trust my own thoughts and whatever about what to write, but I want God to be my guide, my leader, and to show me what He would have me to write and what He would bless. And He did bless Seasons as well as the other books since Seasons. So, yes, it was a bestseller, and I got awards from different organizations for it as well. And I had so many people tell me that that book told their story.
Amen.
And
Amen.
so I just, that was just a blessing and an encouragement to hear. I didn't know what I was doing when I was writing the, Seasons. I didn't have any idea that it would be that kind of blessing to people. So many women said they had gone through those same kinds of seasons in their lives. And when is the next book? And so that encouraged me to go ahead and start working on the second book.
Amen. And I love the way how you shared. You prayed through it all, and you depended on the Lord's help, the Holy Spirit's help to guide you and to direct you. And that is so
Absolutely.
awesome because that is some of the things foundationally from your Christian foundation at an early age, those principles that kept you on point and kept you in the Lord's will for your life and for your retirement.
Absolutely. And when I was trying to decide whether to make that book a Christian book filled with Christian principles, prayers, and just the point we need to walk in order to stay close to the Lord, because the characters, the main character in that book that I created, she was going through all of these seasons and she finally got to the point where she was so just weary of life and all that she was dealing with that she stopped, she asked the Lord, Is this all that you have for me? Surely there is something else that you have for me other than all of these trials and tribulations. And it was at that point where she was led to start praying and asking for a change in her seasons.
Amen.
And that is how she made it through. And her whole life changed, and changed in such a way that she started questioning, am I ready for this new season? So I had to go back through all I had learned as a Christian growing up, and even through up until that time, I had to apply those Christian principles that I had learned and depended on to see me through. And those are written in that character's life in the book. Those principles, the word of God, all of that are in the book. And it turned out to be her deliverance through that tough season.
Amen. And now the other four books, just share with us a little about the other four books.
Okay, as I was writing Seasons, I introduced four female cousins. And one of them was the one, the character in Season, but she had three other cousins. Well, like I said, after I started writing the story and it just kept flowing, God just kept giving me ideas and new thoughts about all that I could put in the book that would make the story meaningful. I had gotten to so many words in that story until I had to stop. I knew I had to close it. It had to end at some point.
Amen.
But I still had all these thoughts and ideas, other things that I wanted to write about. And that is when God answered. Again, he suggested or led me to write stories from this woman's other three cousins.
Wow.
They all ended up with a story.
Wow, that is so awesome.
God is faithful, and
yes,
he will do exactly what he said, exceedingly abundantly above
Amen.
All that, you know, we can think or hope.
Amen.
So that is exactly what he did. He gave me three other stories from these cousins. And that is how I ended up with three other books and four books in that Seasons series. But the other book was one that my publisher wanted me to write. They came to me with a suggestion on a book that they wanted me to write. And I didn't want to write it because it didn't come from my spirit. So I had to really pray hard about that. And I did. And I ended up writing, that's the fifth book.
Wow. So it started out where you were going to do your own thing and do the greeting cards.
Yes.
And then the Lord led you to do a devotional that's still in the making. And then you didn't think you had 1,000 words in you to write the first book. And now you have five books that are out.
Yes. Yes.
And you are right now working on a new book, correct?
I am currently working on another book, and actually I have several more books started. So, and I keep trying to encourage myself and motivate myself to finish those books because I believe that they are good and that they will be a blessing to the readers. But if I don't go ahead and do it, hey, you know, time is not going to wait on me. Yes.
Yeah, that is so awesome too, because regardless of our age, when the Lord has a purpose and a destiny for our lives and something for us to do, age is not a factor in this. It's all about what the Lord has called us to do. So let's say, Bonnie, there are some listeners right now and they're just stuck and they're not sure what it is the Lord would have them to do. Would you please just go ahead and encourage them?
Yes, I would love to do that. And the first thing I would say to you is, if you have a thought about something that you want to do, a journey that you want to get on, to first pray about it. And then the next thing is prepare yourself. A call to anything that you want to do is a call to prepare for it. Preparation and opportunity go hand in hand. So whatever you're praying for or whatever you want to do, you need to be prepared. You need to prepare yourself to do it. That is one of the things that I really regret I didn't do before I started writing. And I've had to learn all along the way, the publishing industry, how I should go about doing things, submitting my manuscripts. Well, first of all, finishing them and then submitting them, how to do all of that. Whether, you know, I wanted to be, continue to be published by traditional publishers, or if I wanted to self-publish, there are decisions that you have to make. So my first advice is be prepared for wherever you want to go. And then the next thing is work toward getting there. A journey is not the destination. You learn during the journey. You walk through the journey on your way to your destination. Always be in the preparation mode for where you are going. And don't just look at the destination. Look at the daily journey and where you are going and what you need to do to prepare and work toward that.
Amen.
So that is the greatest advice that I can give anyone.
Amen.
Prepare and work toward it.
Amen. That is so beautiful. Now, would you please give the listeners your website and where they can locate your books?
Yes. My website is bonniehopkins.com, and my books are all at Amazon. They are not in the stores anymore because the stores only keep them for so long, but Amazon has all 5 books. So you can go to Amazon, look under Bonnie Hopkins books, and those 5 books will come up. Or you can contact me, and I always have books on hand. So if you would like to contact me, you can do so at bonniehopkins08@yahoo.com. And I will be happy to deliver whatever, however many books, I hope it's a lot.
Amen. Amen.
That you would like, or if it's one, but I just believe that one book will open the door for the others to go through.
Amen.
I've had so many people tell me, you know, I'm not a reader, but if I can convince them to read one book, then they'll always just about come back for the others.
Amen.
So, yes, bonniehopkins.com. You can find the books on there. You can order them from Amazon, or you can contact me at my email, bonniehopkins08@yahoo.com.
Amen. And let's do this in collaboration with what you're doing. So the first 5 people to email you, and if they suggest any of the links that they've heard, the podcast, the Kingdom Truth, will sponsor 5 books for the first 5 people. Okay.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Amen. Awesome. So now would you please go ahead and close us out in prayer?
Yes. Father God, we just thank you and give you the praise and the glory for who you are and for all that you have done and all that you continue to do. And we ask for your guidance and direction for those who may be listening, who are undecided, unsure about where they want to go or what they want to do. Father, please lead and guide and direct them. Let your will, oh God, your plan, your purpose for their lives be done. And Father, we give you the glory and the praise right now for all that you have done and will do in our lives. Lord, may you be glorified in and through it all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Bonnie. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Truth Podcast with Bible teacher Yolanda Tyler. Please subscribe to our podcast so you will know when the next episode is published. To hear more biblical teachings and give to support the ministry, please visit our website at www.thekingdomtruth.org. That is www.thekingdomtruth.org. God bless you until we meet again.